This is an audio summary of articles published in the Higher Learning Research Communications Journal, Special Issue, 2022, Education Technologies and COVID-19, Experiences and Lessons Learned. Dimitrios Vlachopoulos, in his essay, How the Lessons Learned from Emergency Remote Teaching Can Enrich European Higher Education in the Post-COVID-19 Era, reflects on how universities, governments, and policymakers can reimagine higher education in the post-COVID-19 era. It envisions universities as inclusive, student-centered, and accessible organizations capable of meeting diverse learning needs through technology-enhanced, high-quality academic programs. This can be achieved through wide-scale uptake of blended learning in higher education, capacity building for stakeholders on online blended learning, considerations of the unique needs of its stakeholders, and a holistic quality assurance framework. Marco Cancino and Kylie Towle, in their research article, Relationships Among Higher Education EFL Student Perceptions Towards Fully Online Language Learning and Computer Self-Efficacy, Age, Gender, and Proficiency Level in Emergency Remote Teaching Settings, explored the perceptions of Chilean students enrolled in English as a foreign language course regarding their fully online learning experience and their computer self-efficacy during the COVID-19 pandemic. They found that participants were positive overall towards fully online language learning components, but have negative views towards online participation. The authors also found significant relationships between computer self-efficacy and perceptions toward fully online language learning components. Teachers can nurture a sense of community in the online classroom by facilitating dialogue, providing timely feedback, moderating student discussions, and building social networks around learners. They contend it is also important to promote healthy levels of computer self-efficacy that positively influence perception towards group work and learning strategies. Edward Hebert, Ralph Wood, Quanchan Jian, and Ismatara Arena, in their article, Faculty Making the Online Emergency Transition During the COVID-19 Pandemic, The Effects of Prior Online Teaching Experience and Strategies Used to Learn to Teach Online, examine strategies used by faculty in United States universities to learn how to teach online during the remote emergency teaching semester, perceptions of change in online teaching ability and the pandemic's impact on teaching effectiveness, and interest in future online teaching opportunities. They found that perceived online teaching skills, the impact of the pandemic on teaching effectiveness, and interest in future online teaching were significantly related to prior online teaching experience and training sought. Both mentoring and training enhanced perceived teaching skills, lowered the negative impact of the pandemic on teaching effectiveness, and promoted a positive attitude about future online teaching. Jeff Kuntz and Viola Manicor, in their article, I Did Not Sign Up for This, Student Experiences of the Rapid Shift from In-Person to Emergency Virtual Remote Learning During the COVID Pandemic, explored Canadian student experiences of the emergency virtual remote teaching implemented because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Findings support Anderson's six factors in online teaching, including A, independent study, B, peer, family, and professional support, C, structured learning resources, D, community of inquiry, E, communication, and F, paced collaborative learning, and revealed challenges and opportunities students faced during their transition. The voices of the students yielded a wealth of specific suggestions for engaging students, promoting accountability, and supporting collaborative learning. Melissa Rainel van der Ross, Chantal Olkers, and Peter Schaap, in their article Student Engagement and Learning Approaches During COVID-19, The Role of Study Resources, Burnout Risk, and Student Leader Member Exchange as Psychological Conditions explored how various psychological conditions influenced engagement among university students in South Africa. Results showed that study resources, burnout risk, and student-leader-member exchange influenced student engagement. Study demands were positively associated with student engagement, and study resources and student engagement were associated with a deep approach to learning. The findings showed that Kahn's theory carried implications beyond the workplace and held true in a student learning environment. The authors contend that higher education leaders should be encouraged to focus not only on ensuring that students receive adequate support in terms of structures and physical resources during periods of uncertainty, such as the global COVID-19 pandemic, but to adopt a holistic approach that includes considering all psychological conditions that encourage and promote student engagement. Henry Trotter, Chengwen Huang, and Laura Cernowitz, in their article Seeking Equity, Agility, and Sustainability in the Provision of Emergency Remote Teaching During the COVID-19 Pandemic, A Center for Teaching and Learning Takes an Expanded Role, examined the experiences of the staff of a Center for Teaching and Learning at one South African university during the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic when it switched from face-to-face teaching to emergency remote teaching. They explored practical, operational, ethical, cultural, and emotional issues as they supported the transition to emergency remote teaching. They found that several contradictions and tensions emerged during this period concerning exacerbated inequalities, pedagogical compromises, cultural anxieties, and psychological pressures that could not be fully resolved but only managed. The authors concluded that understanding the pandemic experience can offer insights into how other centers for teaching and learning can adjust to what will likely remain an unstable future in higher education. And finally, in a research brief, Melissa Garvin and Emily Acosta-Lewis, in their article, Reasons Faculty Teach or Do Not Teach Service Learning Courses During a Pandemic, The Role of Faculty Investment and Clues for the Future of Service Learning, examined the barriers to offering service learning courses in the California State University system and offered solutions to implementation. Most participants continue to teach service learning courses during the pandemic. Those who had more experience teaching service learning courses were more likely to continue. The most significant barrier mentioned was the difficulty of transitioning service learning projects to a remote environment. Participants expressed the continued value of service learning to student education as the primary motivator to continuing to teach courses during challenging times. It is important to continue making service learning courses accessible to students and solutions accessible to faculty who want to engage students in this very important, high-impact practice. Such experiences benefit students and the institution and the communities they serve.